The Gemara Masecht Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Daf Mem Hey Amad Beis teaches us Sevatar Shekosva Min, a Sevatar that was written by a Min Yisarif should be burnt. The Gemara continues. Kosva of the Kachavim, if it was written by an Akum Yigones, Nimtzviyad Min, Nimtzviyad of the Kachavim, Amrle Yigones, Vamrle Koyimba. So Gemara here teaches us a halacha. It's a Vitarish of Kosva Min, it's a Vitarish that was written by Min. The halacha is Yisarif, we should allow that, we should burn that Sefer Torah. So the first question, of course, is who is a Min? So Rashi says, the definition of a min is an individual who are oduk b'avoyz g'chovim, he is completely connected to avoyz zara, k'goyim k'aymer, like a priest. So according to Rashi, the only individual who would be considered a min is somebody who is connected to avoyz zara. However, the Rashba says that somebody who's a Mechal Shabbos Beferesia, or somebody who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal, who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, is also included in the category of a Min. And actually, the Beis Yosef in Yerudei is Simon Kuf Yotes, quotes the Rashba, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei is Simon Kuf Yotes Sif Zayin teaches us Kol Mechal Shabbos Beferesia or She'enu Mamin B'Divrei Rabbi Niseinu and Enu Nemel Chol HaTorah Kula. And the Shach explains there in Sif Katan Tazayin that somebody who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal is considered like somebody who's a Mechal Shabbos or Avoid Ovid Avoid Zara. So here we have a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, who is and who isn't included in the category of a min. And Rashi continues to say, in Divrei HaMaskil Yisarev, the why should the Sefer Torah that's written by the min be burnt? Because he certainly wrote that Sefer Torah l'shem avodah zarah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, has a different explanation. He says, because given that the Apikarsim don't believe in Kedushas Hashem, so when we write, and we learned this in this Masechta earlier, when we write the words, the Shem Hashem, in the Sefer Torah, we have to have in mind the Shem Kedushas Hashem. This min, when he wrote the Sefer Torah, did not have that in mind, and therefore the Sefer Torah should be burnt. Digris Moshe in Ore Chaim Chelik Bei Simen Nun says, what's going to be the nafka mina between Rashi's approach and the Rambam's approach? Is somebody who doesn't believe in Hashem, but also isn't avodah zarah, isn't an oved avodah zarah? According to Rashi, such a Sefer Torah would not need to be burnt, because he didn't write it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says that since only when it was written L'Shem Avodah Zarah must it be burnt. Here the Sefer Torah wasn't written L'Shem Avodah Zarah. According to the Rambam, he doesn't believe in Hashem, so he doesn't write the Shem Hashem with the Kedushas Hashem, and therefore the Sefer Torah, according to the Rambam, would have to be burnt. So now the question is, what is the halacha? Should it be burnt? When we have such a Sefer Torah that we don't know its status, should it be burnt? Should it be left just yigones? If we look in the Torah, in our Chayin Simen Lamates, the Torah gives different girsos. One girs, and really it's all based on the Rosh, one gear says Yigones, one gear says Yisarev. There are those that want to, the Beis Yosef himself wants to differentiate between tefillin, that yigonais, they should be put away. By Sefer Torah, it should be yisarev. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Lamates, Sif Dalet, says the Shulchan Aruch, tefillin should cost from Apikiris. Tefillin that were written ben Apikiris, yisrafu, should be burnt. V'yesh oimim shiignizu. So there's a long piece of Bir Halacha here. So first of all, the Bir Halacha seems to follow the opinion of Rashi. The definition of Apikiris according to Rashi is Hua Oduk L'Avod Zarah. And the Mishnah Brura says that, however, the Mishnah Brura says, why do we need to be worried when we find such a Sefer Torah? He says we have to be worried that there are a myriad of halachas in writing Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzos, how the knaf has to be prepared, that has to be written lishma, how the letters have to be written. So therefore, if you have a person who isn't obviously a mamin in Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, such a person, we can't buy Sefer Torah from him. Because who knows, tefillin from him, who knows what kind of things they did that made it psul. On the other hand, therefore the Mishnah Brura says, if we were observing the way he wrote the Sefer Torah with tefillin, and we know that he did it properly, maybe we could be a little more lenient. And then the Mishnah Brura introduces a very interesting concept. It's a concept based on the Beis Yosef that we quoted a moment ago. He says that, especially when we talk about tefillin, why would somebody write tefillin if they know that nobody's going to use those tefillin? So he says it must be, if they wrote tefillin, they wrote the tefillin for us who do believe in the tefillin and do want to use the tefillin. And therefore, he takes somewhat of an approach that if we see that tefillin were written, they were probably written properly. L'aloch l'maisa, and the Mishnah Brura says, if we don't know what to do, yignazu, we should leave them to be buried. We should leave them to be buried. And actually, as we speak about this, there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Nun quoted that tshuva a little earlier in our shir, where Rav Moshe discusses a very interesting shaila. He discusses where there is a dinner being held, and they're going to one of the kibudim, one of the honors that they give at the dinner, is who will get the opportunity to make the Birchas Hamotzi for the Tzibur. And there are people there, he says, who aren't religious in their behavior, who clearly aren't maminim. And the question is, could they be asked to make the bracha, and that everybody will answer? And Rav Moshe very much relies on the Rambam that we just spoke about, where the Rambam says that if somebody doesn't believe in the Shem Hashem, so when he writes the Shem Hashem, he doesn't infuse that Shem Hashem with Kedusha. The same thing, so Rav Moshe does want to say, maybe that's when you're writing the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, that the Shem Hashem has to be written, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. And if this person doesn't believe in the Kedushas Hashem, he may not write the Sefer Torah. Who says that that's the same when somebody is just reciting a bracha? But Rav Moshe says that, of course, if somebody recites a bracha, and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he doesn't believe in Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, so that Shem doesn't mean anything, and that bracha is meaningless, and such a person should not be asked to make a bracha. Rav Moshe, actually, in the next tshuva, in Siman Aleph over there, has a discussion where there's an individual who's a doctor, and many people have much benefit from this doctor. Many people have much benefit from this doctor, but the doctor is an irreligious person. Ramesh even says that even this, that the doctor acts so positively towards religious people, is only because he has a mother, Ramesh says, who is religious, and out of respect to his mother, he acts that way to religious people. And the discussion Ramesh has is, what kibbudim can we give such an individual in the shul? And it seems that Ramesh's opinion is that if he really had his choice, he wouldn't give this person any kibbudim. The only kibbud Ramesh is ready to give him, and again, only because of the significance of the situation, is taking in or putting back the Sefer Torah into the Aron HaKodesh. From here we see how important the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim pay attention to whoever is involved in writing Sifrei Torah, who the person is and who the person and who we could rely on and who we can't rely on. The Shals of Tshuvas, Tshuva Mahava, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Yud, discusses a Sefer Torah that was written by somebody who they were concerned was from the Shaftzi Tzvi group. And indeed it was discovered that that was the case. So he says, even though when he wrote the Sefer Torah, we weren't quite certain that he belonged to that group, still that Sefer Torah should be burnt. The Noida Behuda disagrees. The Noida Behuda says that if when we wrote the Sefer Torah, we don't know that at that time he was a member of that group, we should bury the Sefer Torah, not necessarily burn it. There's a tshuva, however, in the Noida Behuda, Madura Tunyana, Yoridea, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. He speaks about that there's a Akum who's a worker, who's a craftsman, and he was commissioned to make an Aron Kodesh in the shul, and there are psukim, there's a pasuk that's written on the Aron Kodesh, and that pasuk has on it the Shem Hashem. And the question is, how do we deal with that pasuk? So he says, the Noda Behuda says, that when an Akum writes something for his own benefit, so there we have to be concerned, they wrote it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But in a situation where he wrote it on behalf of a Yisrael, with the material that was provided by the Yisrael, and moreover, Noda Behuda says, when do we have a concern in our Gemara about an Akum Shekos of Sefer Torah, about a Min Shekos of Sefer Torah? Says the Noda Behuda, we're speaking about an individual who knows what he's writing. He knows that he's writing the Shem Hashem. He understands the words that he's writing. And therefore, by such an individual, we have to be concerned, what was his kavana? As Rashi says, he's Oduk L'Avoy D'Zorah. What was his kavana? What was his machshava when he wrote the Pasuk or the Shem Hashem? However, says the Noda Behuda, this person who's building the Aron Kodesh and making and writing those words or creating those words, those letters, he doesn't even know what they mean. He can't even read them. He's just copying them from a piece of paper that was given to him. By such a person, we need not be concerned. And the halacha is, we could allow him to build that Aron, write the Pasuk, and have no concern. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, says, "Nishmartem mikol davar ra, shelo yahar adam b'yoyim, v'yavol adei keri b'layla." What we see from here is that we don't know, explain the Mefarshim, how sometimes even the slightest machshava or the slightest miscalculation can have an effect on us. As the Ramban says, famous words of the Ramban, Koyach hapoyel b'nifal. If somebody creates something, we don't just look at the item that was created. We look at the person who put something into it. And therefore, we have to take great concern who wrote the Sefarim that we learn from, who are the Melamdim from whom we learn from. The Sefer Beis Yisrael says, Im HaSofer Hu Yoreh Shemayim, if the Sofer who's writing the Sefer Torah is Yerushimayim, the cause of L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and he writes the Sefer Torah with that intention, Harei Mamshuch L'Toichai Es Ruach HaKodesh Anosan HaKadosh Baruch HaTorah. Then he brings a Ruach of Kedusha into that Sefer HaTorah. Avam Sefer Humun, if the Sefer is an Apikairis, Harei Mamshuch L'Toichai Es Ruach HaTomah Shishar Alav. Then he brings into the Sefer Torah Rachman Tzlan the Ruach HaTomah. The Kala Kairba is the Sefer, and therefore anyone who reads from that Sefer, Yushba Lav Ruach Tumah, will be influenced by that Ruach Tumah. Lefikach Amru Chachamim Sefer Torah Shekos of Timin Yisarev. We want when we learn Torah, there should be Kedusha in the Torah we learned. If we want that the Torah we learned should have in it Kedusha, we have to make sure that the person who writes the Sefer Torah or all the other Tashmishi Kedusha we use should come from a Ruach Kedusha.